Shira Sayam is page Kuf Pei Hei. Okay, we get to the last part of Psukei Dezimra before Yishtabach, and that is Oz Yashir. However, Oz Yashir doesn't start with the words Oz Yashir, it starts with the words Vayosha Hashem Vayemahu. In the parasha and here as well. It's not the song, it's the, I guess the introduction to it. He's been explaining that the expressions in Baruch Shamar apply to different parts of Psukei Dezimra, and this is Namlichecha. We declare Hashem as the Melech. So we stand up for Oz Yashir. When you read this pasuk, you need to understand that the pasuk has to be divided in order to explain. The Klal Yisrael saw the Egyptians dead on the banks of the river. In other words, Yisrael, when they were at the banks of the river, they saw the Mitzrayim dying. And what came out from this was fear of God. People understood Moshe Rabbeinu is not a magician. Elisha, Moshe Rabbeinu, who rak Eved Hashem, who oyster shlichusa shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, they believed in Hashem and in Moshe, that Moshe is the servant of God, that Moshe doesn't do magic himself, but it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that does it. And here they understood it. Now, how did they understand it? So that we're going to see in the next paragraph. Vihine, Hamuna Tishtana Miyadiyah. Belief or faith is different than knowledge. The idea of emuna is something you don't know with your senses. In other words, you don't say, I believe that this is a table. You see that this is a table. The word emuna is not something you don't see, but something that you believe. V'imkein kosha, kiven shahiyam bakata lefneim v'ro b'ineim, ech shenermu amayim yiminam u'misvaylam. Something they saw with their eyes, that the water was piling high right and left, v'abru b'sechayam b'yabasha. And they passed through the dry land in the middle of the sea. Eichi tochen leimer v'yaminu b'ashem. That's called emuna? Halein ro'u hanes ayin b'ayin. That's not faith. Faith is something that you believe because of your belief, not because of something that you see. When it says they believed in God, it doesn't mean when they walked through the yam. Then they saw, Ela shabi yaisem oivrim biyam, while they walked through the sea, v'haya b'matzu shabachol regi yachol azel leisanai. It must have been frightening. You have water piling high on your left and on your right. Any moment, it could all come tumbling down. Nafla aleim yira gedayla she'en kamayu. So they had a fear of God. V'sigu oz hasaga nifla b'skalas alakusa yizbarach. And they had an understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ashiyuchayim laharis be'etzba v'loim ezeh keili ve'anveyu. Until they can point with their finger and say zeh keili ve'anveyu. In other words, as they passed through the yam, they're what was happening was so incredible, and the fact that they were so dependent on Hashem's Rachmanis that they said, Zeh Keli V'Anveyu. And we say that even a Shifcha saw, even a maidservant, Adiyam, saw what the Yecheskel Ben Buzi, the great Yecheskel, could barely see. And here there's an interesting episode with some Sefer's youngest son. I think called the Shevet Sefer, I'm not sure. Remember which one? Anyway, there was some Sefer, his youngest son was, some Sefer used to give Ramban Shir, in his house on Friday night. His Talmidim came. It's famous that some Sefer gave Shir every day without break. He gave Shir 7 days a week, 52 weeks a year, without interruption. Every day he had some sort of Shir. And Friday night he gave a Ramban Shir. So one of the boys asked, Parshas Bishalach said, how could it be that the Shifcha could see on the Yam, the maidservant, Hashem would let the maidservant see what Cheskel Buzi can't see? So this boy asked for permission to speak, to say a teretz. So he said the following. He said, let's say that some sefer wants to send a letter to another Rav, an important message. So if he sends it with one of his Talmidim, he'll put it in an envelope, and he'll lick the back of the envelope and seal it. He's afraid he'll open it, he'll even put a little stamp on the back to make sure nobody opens it. If he sends it with his maidservant, who doesn't read anyway, so he's not going to bother licking the back of the envelope, it doesn't really matter what she sees and what she doesn't see, she doesn't know what she's looking at anyway. So then he's not going to seal the envelope. It's the same thing was by Kriyas Yamsuf. Everybody could see. The maidservant also saw. But the maidservant saw, she knew what she was seeing. You know, she was seeing fireworks. What did she see? Somebody who could appreciate it. So for him, seeing it is seeing it. That was the teretz. So the way it's brought down in the, I think in one of the biographies that I have, some cipher, put his hat on the boy's head and made fun of him. Talmidim asked, why are you making fun of him? He said, he's too smart, he'll become a Balgaiva. But the answer was, it's a good answer, you know, the Shifcha Layam saw, you know, a big deal, so, you know, what you see, so it doesn't...
Don't they say that the
Shifcha Gblibna
Shifcha, even with seeing
that? Yeah, that's his word, that the Shifcha, you know what you were saying, so the Shifcha Gblibna Shifcha, so that's what they say. So, all right. The way it is.
The
point was that at Yam Suf, the heavens open, everything was revealed. Now, the Shivcha, she didn't make anything of it. Those who were able to made something of it. The point is at that moment, it's like everything was wide open for everybody to see. I remember by Rav Moshe, you know, those of us who came to Rav Moshe, who knew where Rav Moshe was, Rav Moshe, they were always the old east side gentlemen who didn't know how to learn, they used to come to Rav Moshe and whatever they, you know, whatever they saw, they saw. I remember Rav Moshe once, he used to give shiur on Fridays. So once he was giving shiur, something to do with Sanhedrin. Sanhedrin is called Elohim. It doesn't mean God, it means the Sanhedrin. So in his shiur, he kept on saying Elohim, in reference to the Sanhedrin. So, when the shiur ended, sat behind him Rav Nosson Alpert. Rav Nosson Alpert was a genius, was one of his Talmidim, himself was a Maggid shiur in NYU. So, he used to sit in the shiur with his pipe. Ramesh sat at his desk, everybody was around. Behind Ramesh there was a bench, and he used to sit on that bench and look at the heavens and listen. And as soon as the shiur was over, he jumped up and he said, Rebbe, you have to say Elohim when you're talking about Beis Din? You can say Elohim, that doesn't mean God. So he said, of course you could say Elohim. But he said, you see these old yidden in the back, they walk in like, not for the whole hour of the shiur, the last 15 minutes before Mincha, they have no idea what I'm talking about. And they're going to hear, I keep on saying God's name all the time, they'll think you can say God's name whenever you want. So for them, I said Elohim. That's what he said. So it's like everybody was by Rav Moshe, and these old men in the back, you know, they would say, oh, Rabbi Feinstein, he's a nice old man, good friend of mine, you know, like, they didn't know what they were looking at, you know, like the Shivcha Layam, no clue what they're saying. Anyway, that's here. So what he's saying here is that the Yiras Hashem, the Emuna in Hashem at Kriyas Yamsuf wasn't for Kriyas Yamsuf. Kriyas Yamsuf they saw, but it was the Emuna that remained with them that counted. He says, five lines in the bottom, Ayidei zeh hutfa'a b'seichem emuna al zman shala achar hanes. What remained with them was emuna for the when the miracle passed, shala yiru oid ha'nefloi shalayam. Shepirish emuna hu liyeh sadavar oimin umiskayim in emanus. Emuna is something that you believe faithfully. K'may shamar akasim b'mechemes ha'malek. V'hi yadav emuna. Moshe Rabbeinu held up his hands. They were strong in their... in that place, there was such a profound impact on Klal Yisrael at Kriyas Yam Suf that the faith remained later. Hashem said to Moshe, Jewish people will believe in you. Shemima Sharo Bishas Matan Taira Nisharu Ne'emonim. Page Kuf Behe, Yamin. Okay. From what they saw there, they remained faithful to Moshe Rabbeinu, Loisa Yediya, Bechem Avraham Avinu, Behem Bashem, Shenishra Nemel Yediya, Shashem Olakim, Shairo Azeb, Or Kazdim, Selvi Aminu Bashem, Lizman Ha'asim. Now, the Rambam says that it's not the way it normally is. The Rambam says that Hamamin Metecha Isa is somebody who believes because of miracles, is not, it's not a lasting emuna. Someone could show you a miracle, that's the reason you believe it's not a lasting emunah. At these moments, at Kriyas Yamsuf and at Matan Torah, it wasn't the miracles, it was the revelation, it was the sense, the feeling of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that remained with Klal Yisrael as an emunah to Klal Yisrael. It wasn't because miraculous things happened, because the miracles themselves, Yesh Bem Daifi, the Rambam says, you know, you can doubt, was it a miracle, was it a trick? But when there's a sense of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the emunah. Now he says, Shiras Oz Yoshe, Hi Hashira HaRishayna HaKsuva B'Taira. It's the first song in the Torah. Now what does it mean, song? U'pirash Shira Einai Amira B'Nigun. Now the Chassidim will certainly disagree with this. Did they sing Shira Sayam or did they say it? Huh? So he says, Oz Yashir, Einai Amira B'Nigun. It doesn't mean they sang with a nigun. Shazeh B'Shem Zimra Yikare. Bein B'Pem Bein B'Kli. That's called Zemer. El HaShira Hu Chibur Charuzim Piyutim. They're stanzas of poems Shal Shvach Al Inyin Miyuchad. Says in parentheses, poetry. So this, that Barbanel, says that there are different levels of song. He says the highest level of song is like Shira Sayam, Shira Shirim. It doesn't rhyme. It doesn't have necessarily the normal stanza construction. They're words that evoke imagery. They're words that, to an intelligent person, evoke a certain thought. That's what Shira Shirim is, and that's what Shira Sayam is. Now, whether they sang with a niggun, I don't know. Those who ask how Miriam was able to sing this Kailisha, well, if it wasn't singing, it was just without a niggun, then I guess that would answer the question. Chaim Knievsky writes in one of his svarim that when the Levim, he declares, when the Levim said Shira in the Beis HaMikdash, whether it was with a niggun or it was just with a beat. You know, there was musical instruments there. It sounds like it was a niggun. But it says, Hashir Shal Levim Hayu Omrim Beis HaMikdash. Say, Hayu singing, it's not your armor. So I guess some Levim are able to sing and some Levim are not so able to sing. But anyway, it seems there were musical instruments. It seems there was music, but that's not the point. The point is the meaning of the words. That's a higher level of shira. Kamai, like in Shmuel Beis, Vayedaber David is divrei hashira hazais. Says Vayedaber David. David spoke the words of this song. Shoy dibor shal shira. Uzel mizmar shir. Zemer shal piyutim. When it says zemer together with shir, it means there's a tune and piyutim and words that are meaningful. Umatayv umanoyim lekaylala b'shas amira shir v'shibachas ha'psukin de zimra. How beautiful it is to put az yashir into our davening. Why don't we say Az Yashir first? It should come first. That's the Klal Yisrael by Yamsuf should be before Tehillim. Why don't we say it before the Chosh Yashir Shibach Shenemru Harbe Mei Yashan Al Achreel? Hatiritzu. Shashira Ba'atzma Haisa Neis. The song itself was miraculous. Sheikhi Tachin. Shemaisha Vishishim Riba B'nei Yisrael Yemir B'yachat Shira Achas. They didn't give out mimeographed copies of the Shira beforehand and give it out to everybody. Everyone should know what to sing together. You have 600,000 people singing the same song. How did they do that? Loimi boy l'shitas Reb Nechemya. Reb Nechemya says, Ketzer Omer Yisrael Shira, K'sayfer ha-poyrus al-shma be-beis ha-knesses. Like a chazen, Dami for the Yomid in Shul, Shemitzos Kriya Shema, Shechai v'toyra, Amira be-peh, Ein boy din shemea ka'ina. B'tzorach kol echad L'kraya ba'atzmai. So one man Yama in the Gemara says, every person said the Shira, Shopisea t'chila v'hinein in achrav. So it means like Kel Adayin. Right? The Chazan sings Kel Adayin, everyone repeats Kel Adayin. L'cha daidi, the Chazan says and the people repeat. That's why it was done in the Beis HaMikdash. You know, some people sing straight through without stopping. I don't know if it's because they're in a rush or because, they just don't want to lose their tune. Sometimes you stop, you lose the tune. But that's not the way. In the Beis HaMikdash, the Chazan sang and the people said. The Chazan sang and the people said. So by Shira Sayam, that's what Reb Nechemiah says. That Moshe Rabbeinu said, it's part of Oz Yashir, and the people responded by saying the Pasuk as well. Imagine that. Everybody thought of the words of Oz Yashir. Now, if they'd be easy words, it would be one thing. Very hard words. And the miracle was that everybody had that song on their lips. That's according to Reb Nechemiah. Rabbi Kiva says that the people did not say all the psukim. Pirish. Moshe Rabbeinu said it, and the people responded not with saying all the psukim. They just answered the, what we call Rashi Parakim, the main points. They didn't have Sidurim, they didn't have Svarim. The Chazan would say everything, and they'd say the last word. Like, Moshe Omar Ashira Lashem, Vein Aimer Mashira Lashem. Moshe Omar Ki Goy Go, Vein Aimer Mashira Lashem. So Nechemiah said everyone thought of the same Sukkim simultaneously. Rabbi Kiva makes it less of a miracle. So Moshe Rabbeinu said it, and they responded with a response like Ashira Lashem. Elshitas Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer Aglili, Shamar Kakat Namakriya Sahalom, Hein Nachav Kamashu Aimer. According to the third version, Moshe Rabbeinu did it like you teach a child how to say. Moshe Amar Ashir Al Hashem, Ein Amir Ashir Al Hashem. Moshe Amar Aziv Zimr Ska, Ein Amir Aziv Ska. Tzuchin Gam Kein Loim, Shekimnu Es Ashir Baruch HaKadosh. Shein Hizbayin Medov, Ahari Moshe Rabbeinu Yekvad Peh Vekvad Lashem, Ad Matan Taira. Moshe Rabbeinu was not a person with skills of orality to be able to say it so loud. And Kalei Diburei Bebehirus, you need to speak clearly. And they all spoke. So what he's saying here is that what took place at Parshas B'Shalach is miraculously everybody was able to be mechamen to the same Shira. Whether they all just sang it together, or whether there was a refrain, and Moshe Rabbeinu sang and they had a refrain, the fact that they all thought of it simultaneously was itself a miracle. Therefore what? So therefore you'll have to wait, hopefully tomorrow, we'll get to what he does with this knowledge, that it was a miraculous type of a Shira.